Now joining the Winona Sports Network head coach for the Winona State women's basketball team, Anna Wirtz. A losing weekend, coach, a tough weekend at that. You try to come back from the break, you get your longest road trip, and you lose two. What went wrong this weekend?
Unfortunately, just one of those that we kind of didn't show up right away. Just fell flat to get things started. It just felt like we were missing some assignments, some scouting report stuff, just execution focus, stuff like that. We found it, we got going, but it was a little bit too late. I think that they are scarier than maybe I might have even thought, quite honestly. They got a lot of people that can really shoot the basketball. They knocked them down. I mean, it was a weekend of both teams absolutely shot the heck out of the ball versus us. So kind of just a reevaluation as far as, is this team's getting hot against us? Is something that they're doing, or is there something on our end that we've got to adjust? Why our team? And going into the weekend, 3-point percentage defense, we were actually one of the top in the league, so we're contesting shots. But this weekend we did not, or something happened, so it was not a fun weekend watching everybody else knock down shots on us.
I do want to talk about the defense, but to go to the offense there, I mean, you look in that first game with Minot State, you just struggled to shoot it. Your two leading scorers, Gamoki and Markworth, they just couldn't hit the cup for whatever reason. How do you sort of coach your players through that, and how do you coach the team through that? And obviously, it sort of leaked into that Mary game, but what's that message with every timeout that you try to coach up your team when they just can't shoot it right now?
I don't know. In the moment, I don't have a ton. We got to sit down and finish. We always just slow down. Slow down is usually the big one for us. We got some shots right next to the rim, but rush through them. Olivia Gamoki got shots that she definitely has hit many times. Just wasn't the weekend for her there. But the reflection I guess I had on that one is we've got to have a couple other people be a little bit more consistent scorers for us so that we're not sitting there hoping that those two get going all the time. I think that's kind of the big takeaway is that, we've got to have a couple others. I think we have people that can be more aggressive in our system and get to the rim so we don't have to rely on shots falling.
You sort of talk about the defense there early on, and the turnovers I think were an issue as well. Do you kind of hope that this sort of can point to, you just had 8 days off, you had this holiday break, you come back for the longest road trip. Are you hoping that this is rust, or do you think there's an issue that you need to attack in practice to fix?
Oh, turnovers is an issue that needs to be attacked in practice to fix. We're on it. We are talking about it every second. I gotta find another way because we have been talking about it nonstop. Honestly, is making sure that turnover number decreases, and we have to slow down. But in the moment, we want to make that big play that's just not quite there. I've got to look at something to figure out because, the turnovers is a huge, huge problem for us right now, probably number one.
you talk about slowing down. Do you think that's what the key is to fixing those turnover issues? Or what do you think the real main cause there? Maybe aggressiveness, rather? What are your thoughts that go through your head when you look at the issue, the turnovers? What is the reasoning behind that?
I talked to our players about it. Like, we got to reevaluate kind of what we're looking for, I guess, within our offenses. I think sometimes forcing the issue, we think we might be able to make this play, and it can't be. It's not we want simple plays. We do not need the fancy play. It can't be a turnover. We've got enough people on the floor that can make plays, make things happen, that we don't need anybody ever just trying to do it on their own. So, but honestly, when I really look back at it, I mean, it's just some goofy things. Some footwork pieces that you got some awkward feet. Your upright off balance is a big one. We don't get low enough a lot of times, and people knock us over. We get some charges. We got a lot of refs or a lot of coaches literally before the game even begins screaming to make sure that the charges get called. And so every time, it doesn't matter whether it's going to be contact or not, eventually they're going to make them. And so in both games, they made some pretty soft charge calls. And those turn into turnovers. So, yeah, but we have to, I mean, I have to address it and just make sure that our players look so under control that they can never make the call. So it's stuff that we can get to work on and we can figure out. But yeah, turnovers is number one issue that we're having right now is not taking care of the basketball. So, yeah, I got to figure that out.
Speaking with head coach of Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz, what's the message to the team when you return from practice here? You got this 3-game skid that everyone is, I'm sure, aware of, albeit kind of unique when you take this holiday break, but it's still there. You know, what is the message when you start practice again this week and get back into the swing of things?
And we're going to be okay. I really do believe it. Yeah, I still feel it. I still feel that thing feel. Better and in a direction that we can find a way to put some things together here. I'm not worried about necessarily the future, you know, how are we going to get some wins. We're going to be okay, but we certainly have to, ignore the fact with, there were some defensive issues, I'd say, our closeouts. We're getting beat in positions that we talk about, and then turnovers. Those are the two big pieces. So we take care of those, and I think, I mean, we would have come home with one this weekend. We've got a 4-game homestand, which is somewhat obviously nicer to be home. What's next? I still feel like we're in a decent position to get something going.
Speaking of Crookston, rather, and Bemidji State, you're sort of dwindling around both of those teams in the bottom half of the NSIC there. What have you already noticed about Crookston and Bemidji in your early work this week, and what do you think a key to this week's practice as well as getting the victories over the weekend is?
I'm a Miller at Crookston. Again, it's just you got a tough assignment. You got to figure out how to stop somebody from making really difficult shots. So it's a very odd game plan. It's just different. She's going to hit, you know, her deep floaters and behind ball screens, and just a unique player that is very talented. I'd say trying to figure out what that looks like for us. And I actually haven't taken a look at Bemidji yet, besides I know that they have some people that can knock down shots. Shot makers, you know, you go into the games, but that's another one. Mary, the people that made shots in the Mary game were not their typical shot makers. And so that one's a frustrating one, but you get your home and you're more comfortable. And, they had two people with career highs early. So we got to figure it out.
Winona State women's basketball team in action at McCown this weekend, Friday 7:30, Saturday at 5:30. That's head coach Anna Wirtz. As always, coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and good luck this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.